This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so about those tariffs, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and the gang, that'd be Larry Kudlow from the National Economic Council, Robert Lighthizer, the trade rep, and Peter Navarro, the director of the National Trade Council, are on the ground in Beijing today, resting up before their big tariff meetings tomorrow. And one of the things to keep in mind as these talks get going is that most American companies doing business in China are making some money, so they might want different things out of the talks than the negotiators do. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has more on that from Shanghai.
Around our office here, there's at least one McDonald's, a Nike shop, and eight Starbucks, including a 30,000-square-foot roastery, which, after 4 months of opening, still has loyal fans lining up to get in sometimes. American firms have been very successful in China, even though U.S. companies operate under restrictive rules, says Ken Kettle with the consultancy group Control Risks. Like, you have to form joint ventures in certain sectors, and sometimes
the Western companies, foreign companies want to invest in China, they agree to transfer some technology.
However, he says,
in exchange for that, they were given free land. They were given a whole ton of benefits. It's easy to forget that in the early days of, and actually till probably just 8 or 9 years ago.
Kettle says forced technology transfer has been going on for the past 3 decades he's been in China. And for a long time, it didn't matter, says Sean Ryan with the China Market Research Group, because China was so poor that U.S. companies were easily number one here.
But the reality now is that Chinese companies are as good, if not better, than many American firms. And China is now the largest or second largest consumer market in the world. So winning China is now, in many ways, a do-or-die strategy for American companies.
So here's what the U.S.-China Business Council's Jacob Parker suggests the American delegation should push for: protection of intellectual property.
China can certainly encourage a tougher deterrent, particularly criminal penalties for commercial-scale infringement.
And also
eliminate any kind of distinction between foreign companies, domestic Chinese companies, and state-owned enterprises.
But he says it's unlikely that these issues will be resolved during the meeting, because, he says, the American delegation hasn't outlined clear goals. What U.S. businesses he represents don't want is for the Trump administration to impose more tariffs just for the sake of tariffs. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.